My name is Craig Peterson. I'm the Vice President for Visual and Performing Arts at Henry Street Settlement, and I'm the Artistic Director of the Abrams Arts Center. Quarantine's been tough. I live with two teenage daughters and my husband. Having teenagers in the house has definitely been a challenge. My parents actually just got vaccinated yesterday, and it was like one of those, you didn't realize how stressed you were until the stress was lifted. You know, for me, of course, it's been challenging with family. It's been painful to, you know, not have my kids be able to have school. You know, my oldest daughter is a senior, so, you know, she's sort of missing her senior year of school. Work is tricky simply because I run an art center that's all about bringing people together, you know, via arts classes or dance performances or exhibitions. And so not being able to do that work and having to sort of reinvent our work for this new context has just been really challenging. There was a period of paralysis at first, but Abrams Arts Center is part of Henry Street Settlement. And so there's this deep connection to the neighborhood and a connection to this large social service agency. So fairly quickly, unlike a lot of my arts organization peers, we were able to start to pivot toward different utilities. So when Henry Street Settlement was approached about starting a food pantry, I had a whole staff that I was able to say, hey, let's use these people and use our spaces. And even though it wasn't necessarily on mission, artistically speaking, it was an opportunity to keep people employed and for artists to stay connected to the neighborhood by, you know, doing food deliveries and things like that. It was a moment of reconciling that art is about radical empathy and that in a time of crisis, this was radical creativity. We do a production at Abrams. It's based on the British Panto, which is a holiday show that usually involves professional artists and community members. And a few years ago, we did Jack and the Beanstalk, and it was this huge, huge hit. And so I'm hoping that we'll be able to be open by mid to late fall. Because we have an amphitheater in front of our space, we are able to actually gather people in a limited capacity. You know, it's shows that we had on the books that we've had to recontextualize for this space outdoors. It's an opportunity for us to at least continue to have performances, even though most theaters are still closed. We have an exhibition up right now called Las Carpitas, which is a visual photography show about the Puerto Rican revolutionaries and the FBI surveillance of their movement in the 50s. Which just happened to coincide with the situation at the Capitol a couple of weeks back. And then later this month, we have a radio play by Sybil Kempson. And we've been trying to keep running our education classes virtually, which has been challenging, but not impossible. So yeah, I feel super blessed that we've been able to stay active. And, you know, sometimes I get frustrated by the conversations that happen, you know, will artists be able to bring us back from this? Or, you know, there was a big New York Times article about that this weekend. And in my head, I'm thinking, what are you talking about, artists bringing us back? Artists have been pulling us through this. You know, what books are you reading? What music are you listening to? What are you watching? Artists made that, and artists, workers helped bring that to you. And, you know, art and artists have pulled all of us, whether you know it or not, through this horrible time. And so I think we have a huge debt of gratitude to pay the artists when all of this is over.